This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and we're joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. Now, I didn't realize this, but this Malaysia My Second Home program, the MM2H as it were, it's actually earned the country more than 12 billion ringgit since it was introduced in 2002. But that revenue stream for the country is actually set to end, particularly because of some new conditions for foreigners who want to make Malaysia their second home.
Yes, that's right. So the MM2H is a visa initiative that gives foreign citizens the right to live here, so kind of like permanent residency, but subject to certain requirements. So, for example, they have to have a minimum monthly income of 10,000 ringgit and at least 150,000 in fixed deposits. So that's a few of them. And this would get them a 10-year multiple entry visa. Today, we have more than 57,000 of these visa holders, including their dependents. But a couple of weeks ago, the Home Ministry announced that it wants to make changes ostensibly to reduce the number of foreigners in the country. The ministry seems to think that Malaysians are worried about the number of foreign citizens entering the country through the program. So it is setting a limit of 1% of the total number of Malaysian citizens at one time. So 1% is about 320,000 people, but we only have 57,000 at the moment. Go figure. Anyway, these new changes are drastic by any measure. You know, among them, the minimum monthly income increase to 40,000 ringgit. That's a 300% increase. Minimum fixed deposit increase to 1 million ringgit. So that's 600%. And all of this will apply to even existing MM2H visa holders.
And that puts a lot of people in a pretty tough spot, I think. And it also doesn't really reflect Malaysia being a very welcoming country unless you're very wealthy. What kinds of discussions are being had at the moment?
Well, there is a change.org petition right now, and it's sort of describing these measures as unfair, drastic, and even ridiculous. And we've also had Industries Unite and the MM2H Consultants Association. You know, they've called out these changes, warning that shifting the goalposts will only erode foreign investors' confidence in the country. So we spoke with Industries Unite's co-founder, Dr. Erwin Chong, and he says that we stand to lose more than just retirees who make up most of the MM2H visa holders.
I mean, let's be honest here. We are now in pandemic time. You know, people are getting less salary or less income per month moving forward. And if you're going to have all these jurisdictions saying that you got 40,000 and above, then only you can muscle. I think we are going to kill like almost 90% of everyone is going to apply. Because majority of them doesn't fit that criteria at all. Those people who want to find, you know, a second home in another country, is they want to find my next avenue for me to live my life. So I think that Malaysia is a fantastic paradise for them actually retire and stuff and so on. So if this is going to be increased, and this increment is quite high, you know, it's 4 times. Imagine that we are actually trying to tell people that you better go and apply other country. Don't come to Malaysia to apply, you know. It's as good as that.
Let us know, what do you think about this huge increase when it comes to the, I suppose, the entry bar into the Malaysia My Second Home program? Do you think that Malaysia will still remain an attractive venue for international residents to move into? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.